Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Whom Can We Trust? Massive amounts of people are going to die from coronavirus. Never mind. Many people will die. Never mind. Some people will die, especially the elderly with underlying health conditions. We need ventilators, massive amounts of them, to save lives. Never mind. Ventilators in this case are often counterproductive, but not always. You don't need to wear a face mask. You must wear a face mask. And so it goes. One of the famous doctors, when confronted with the great inconsistencies, said, quote, Our models are only as good as the data we put into them. Exactly. The governing authorities and so-called experts are all human. And being human, we often get things wrong, especially when we are trafficking in new, uncharted territory. When it comes to trust, only God is worthy of our full trust. People may even mean well, but they often get it wrong. And then the problem is compounded by human ego. Ever been in an argument with someone, and as it goes along, it becomes painfully obvious that one of us is wrong? And yet the person who is wrong refuses to give up on the argument. That is so human. It is so egocentric. It is so, well, us. Politicians and experts almost never admit, I was wrong. I completely missed it. This is too much for the human ego to take. Such a change of mind is indicative of repentance. Isaiah 2 is speaking about the coming day of the Lord's judgment, and front and center is God taking humanity's ego to task. Pride is the besetting sin of mankind. Isaiah 2, 11 and 12, The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Isaiah 2:17, The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. Rarely do those in authority acknowledge dependence upon God, and most certainly Jesus is almost never brought up, unless in the form of a curse word. Humanity, being full of itself, tends to think we are able to overcome whatever comes our way. Good grief, many think we can even change the climate. Never mind Genesis 8:22, where God promises that as long as the earth remains, the seasons shall not cease. I guess God was just guessing. Sarcasm. But here is the problem. When people don't believe God, they in turn put tremendous stock in themselves. They turn from dependence upon God to dependence upon self. That is folly. After emphasizing the great ego problem of mankind in Isaiah 2, the chapter ends with this exhortation, Isaiah 2:22. Sever yourselves from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils, for of what account is he? The New American Standard says, stop regarding man. The Holman Christian Standard Bible says, put no more trust in man. Sever yourselves from such a man. That is a proud man who thinks he can get by without God, who seeks to operate independent of God, who puts his trust in idolatrous things. Sever yourselves from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils. For of what account is he? Who does puny man think he is? To put your stock in man and all his supposed resources is folly. The strongest of men is but one breath away from total inability. Of what account is he? In the end, he can do nothing to help you. He can't even help himself. The call is for people to stop depending on human strength and to put their trust in Yahweh, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, who alone is great and who alone is to be exalted. Don't idolatrously put your stock in earthly might or that which mankind prides himself in. Sever all trust in mere air breathers and put your faith in the eternal Almighty God. Walk in the light of the Lord. In 1715, King Louis XIV of France died after a reign of 72 years. Pretty impressive, huh? 72 years. He called himself the Great and was the monarch who made famous the statement, "I am the state." His court was the most magnificent in all of Europe. But one day, he died. He died. He stopped breathing. The air breather he was. He died. However, he had planned out every detail of his funeral to be as self-serving and self-exalting as his life had been. His body lay in state in a golden coffin. Orders were given that the cathedral should be very dimly lit, with a single lone special candle set above his coffin to dramatize his greatness. At the memorial service, thousands waited in hushed silence for the service to begin. Then out of the shadows stepped the pastor. He bent slowly down and snuffed out the candle and said, "Only God is great." Indeed, sever yourselves from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils, for of what account is he? Who is worthy of our trust? Ultimately, God alone. Jeremiah 17 says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." Lord, we thank you for who you are. Lord, you are worthy of our trust. And really, the Bible demands that we put our trust in you, not in humanity. And we have this dichotomy. Who are we going to trust in? Are we going to trust in human strength and human ability? In our resources? We going to trust in you? Lord, there's the pull. There's the tension. Lord, help us to be among those who are blessed. Blessed is the person who trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Lord, we thank you for how in your mercy and your grace you work in answer to prayer, and you use fallible human beings in the whole process. But Lord, we recognize our dependence is ultimately upon you. I pray that we as your people might be where we should be in our faith walk. Lord, I pray that we as a nation would turn to you in humble dependence upon you. Work in our leaders' hearts. Give them wisdom. We pray for their salvation. And Lord, those that do know you, I pray that they would be a powerful testimony looking to you in dependence upon you in these days. Lord, use us for your glory as we continue on. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.